Further sanctions against the militia leaders responsible for the atrocities in Darfur is something the United Nations Security Council will consider in New York later today. France has tabled a resolution calling for those arrested and charged for crimes against civilians to be tried at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. That's caused something of a pause for America. Do they support it and endorse a court they have refused to recognize, or do they veto and stall the progress that's been made? Earlier, the UN Security Council passed a resolution imposing sanctions against those who violate the ceasefire in Darfur or who are responsible for the atrocities. The American ambassador to the UN, Stuart Halliday, was pleased with the outcome.
We've always said that we would consider further measures. We've actually enacted them today. What we've done is establish an arms embargo that extends to the government of Sudan. Previously, we had an arms embargo on non-state actors in Darfur. So we're taking a comprehensive look at any arms that come into Darfur. If the government of Sudan would like to come into Darfur for any purpose, any military purpose, it has to get the permission of the Security Council, and that has to be through the Council's committee that has been established by this resolution. There's also a panel of experts that will be in situ to work with the African Union and the Council to look at violations and to take the names of individuals who are identified as violators. The penalties would include both a travel ban and an assets freeze.
And while United Nations diplomats congratulate themselves for getting tough with the militias in Darfur, a committee of British members of parliament is all but accusing them of grossly underestimating the number of people who died in the violence there. The figure of 300,000 by the MP's International Development Committee is about four times higher than the previously highest estimate. We'll be examining that figure in a moment. First, though, do Security Council sanctions go far enough? A question for Dr. Ali Dinar, a Sudanese from Darfur and an academic at the University of Pennsylvania.
I don't think it goes far enough, because this is not in line with the investigative team from the UN, which went to Darfur region and wrote a long report and has its recommendation, and it has a list of people whom it thinks behind the atrocities in Darfur.
What else would you have liked to have seen in addition to the sanctions announced?
I want to see more government names of people behind the atrocities. Just mentioning their name could just trickle the cycle of violence in Darfur a little. Because that, it will just send a message to the Sudan government that the international community will not tolerate the continuation of violence in Darfur. In the Security Council resolution today, with that, they will impose travel ban and asset freeze on individuals in Darfur who violate the ceasefire. So since the war is just being orchestrated by the Sudanese government, I don't know what kind of message or what kind of impact if you limit this kind of ban and freeze to individuals from Darfur and not from people who are affiliated with the Sudanese government in Khartoum.
Now, a report by British members of parliament puts the number of people killed in Darfur at 300,000. Other estimates have been much lower. Do you think the rest of the international community is being too cautious, or do you think that the British MPs have overstated the extent of things?
I think long time ago, before this report, we were saying that the number of people who were really being killed is higher than the 70,000. Just when you look at any map about the camps of the displaced persons inside Darfur, you will see that the whole region of Darfur is just being shattered. You will find camps, refugees camps, in every corner in the region. And that camps is just those people who were just being saved. A lot of people have been killed, and the number which is being cited now, 300,000, I think it could be reasonable.
For you, it's also a personal issue, because I understand you have family in Darfur. What's their situation?
My situation, they are fine. I mean, because my family, this is not like I'm involved in this. It's not just personal, but as a Sudanese, as someone from Darfur, I have to air my views, and really I'm concerned. But with regard to my family, my immediate family, they are in Al-Fashir. They are well and sound, but we have relatives all over Darfur who were affected. And I'm just talking on behalf of those who are just not lucky enough to have shelter, and the only shelter they have is the being in camps inside Sudan or being in camps outside Sudan. And their miseries is the main trigger for me to speak out about the injustices.
Dr. Ali Dinar,